Chapter 1. Typical, she thinks. Rowena always takes the best parking spot, marked guest, mind you, without any thought or consideration for others. Who does she think she is? Is her time more valuable than mine? But I have hip pain. Jo can almost hear her protesting in her sickly sweet, frail voice. Don't we all? She would bark in response. Rowena should have to hobble up the sidewalk like the rest of us. And if it's truly as painful as she says, then she should stay home. Like the rest of us. Letting the blind snap back into place, Jo slumps into the sofa, crossing her soft arms across her doughy chest. Maybe I'm being unfair, she thinks. Pondering the possibility, she is entranced momentarily by the rhythmic movements of her gray feline clock on the opposite wall. Eventually, she shakes her head as her hand presses into the worn arm of the sofa, forcing her unwilling body to an upright position. It's as good a time as ever for breakfast, she comments to the perpetually wide-eyed timekeeper as she shuffles toward the kitchen. Her soft white hair stands on end above her right ear, but she isn't aware of that yet this morning. She also isn't aware that she left a TV stand just slightly askew the night before, and now it catches her knee as she passes through the door. Luckily, her arm shoots out, bracing her weight against the solid wooden doorframe, allowing her to remain upright. That's unfortunate, isn't it? She mutters, giving a spiteful kick to the stand, knocking it to the floor. Yet I'm still standing. And you? She glances at the fallen stand, and a crackly laugh bursts from her, the sound somewhat of a rarity these days. Continuing in her forward trajectory, she eventually makes it to the kitchen and is surprised by a soft, purring creature moving between her ankles. Precious, she coos, her mood immediately softening as she adjusts her glasses in order to view the fluffy white cat clearly. I didn't know you were up already. Would you like some breakfast, too? Precious purrs in appreciation, her smashed face staring up at Jo as she paces between her food bowl and Jo's slippered feet. All right, give me a second, she croons, opening the cupboard door and pulling out the closest can of organic, grain-free, wet cat food. The counter is littered with glasses, mugs, and platters that can't quite be returned to their proper places due to the height of the shelves and the shortness of Jo's legs.